Hey there, beautiful brains. Nova Lane here, your daily dose of reality and rewiring. Ever feel like you're tethered to that glowing rectangle? Like your thumb has a mind of its own, endlessly scrolling through the digital abyss? Yeah, me too. We live in a world where screen time is practically a social metric, more likes, more followers, more screen time, right? But what if I told you there's a way to break free from that hypnotic pull and reclaim your focus? Today, we're diving deep into the fascinating world of your screen time habits. Think of this as an eye-opening detox for your digital soul. We'll uncover those sneaky patterns, identify the emotional triggers that keep you glued to the screen, and discover actionable strategies to break free from the algorithm's grasp. Ready to ditch the mindless scrolling and unlock a world of focused bliss? Let's do this. Firstly, let's be real, it's not about giving up technology entirely. That's like saying goodbye to pizza, completely unrealistic and wildly depressing. This is about being mindful of your usage, understanding its impact, and reclaiming control over your attention. Key takeaway #1. Awareness is power. Before you can change anything, you need to know what you're dealing with. Track your screen time for a week. Use those built-in phone features or download an app. Be honest with yourself. You might be surprised by just how much time you're actually spending glued to that screen. Key takeaway #2. Identify your triggers. Are you scrolling when you're bored? Stressed? Lonely? Recognizing the emotions behind your screen time is crucial. It's like identifying those pesky food cravings. Once you know the cause, you can find healthier alternatives. Instead of reaching for your phone when you're feeling down, try a walk in nature, journaling, or catching up with a friend. Key takeaway #3. The 2-minute rule. This is a game changer. If a task takes less than 2 minutes, do it immediately. Respond to that email, make that quick call, get it off your plate. This prevents those little tasks from snowballing into procrastination sessions filled with endless scrolling. Key takeaway #4. Design your digital detox zone. Make specific areas of your life screen-free zones. No phones at the dinner table, no scrolling in bed, and maybe even a phone curfew an hour before bedtime. This helps create healthy boundaries and allows your brain to truly rest and recharge. Key takeaway #5. Be kind to yourself. This isn't about achieving perfection, it's about progress. There will be days when you slip up, but don't beat yourself up. Just acknowledge it, refocus, and keep moving forward. Picture this. You're at a cafe, laptop open, surrounded by the aroma of freshly brewed coffee. You're supposed to be working on that important project, but your phone keeps buzzing with notifications. Every time you hear a ping, you can't help but reach for checking emails, scrolling through social media, getting sucked into a black hole of mindless distraction. Sound familiar? This happens to all of us. But remember those key takeaways we just discussed. Awareness triggers the 2-minute rule. Now imagine taking action. Silencing those notifications, putting your phone on silent, and consciously choosing to focus on your work. Imagine feeling that surge of accomplishment as you complete a task without distraction. That's the power of mindful screen time management. So, there you have it, folks. A crash course in understanding your screen time habits and taking control. It's about awareness, intentionality, and finding a healthy balance that works for you. Remember, you're the master of your digital destiny. Take these insights and put them into action today. Track your screen time, identify those triggers, implement the 2-minute rule, and create your own digital detox zones. Share your experiences with me on social media. Let's build a community of mindful tech users together. Until next time, keep it real, keep it focused, and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.